moving on now to more fun things. Today, Gianluca on the Reaper blog found something that he really wanted to talk about. But before we do that, we have to talk a little bit, and I'll get a wiki article up there from Justin, who is letting us borrow it, about Repack. Most of you probably already have Repack, especially if you've taken the Advanced Reaper class. But if you are not or don't know what Repack is, it's essentially an extension that you can add to Reaper, like SWS. And it has a bunch of repositories which you can download with this Repack extension. And in these repositories are scripts and JS effects and actions and all sorts of really neat things that Reaper does not do natively, but that people have written and have all compiled into Repack. So if you have not downloaded Repack yet, and if you want to mess with it, feel free to. I will make sure and get that wiki article copied over from the Advanced Reaper thing as well, so that you guys who have not downloaded and installed Repack before can, if you would want to. But I bring up Repack because Gianluca has found something with a Reaper plugin that we already have called Resamplematic and Repack that he wants to talk about.
Yes, exactly. So what this does is, let's say you have a bunch of items in one track of yours that are like samples or, I don't know, animal sounds or whatever sound you want. And you say, okay, I would like these sounds to be playable from my keyboard as they are. So to kind of want to use them for building effects or adding stuff or whatever, right? So Reassemblematic 5000 is the kind of plugin that Reaper has to load samples from a folder or from Reaper item range view. What these people did is they've created a Rea script. Rea script is a language that Reaper can interpret, if you know what I mean by that word, can, let's say, compile. Programmers will kill me, but compiling and interpreting is completely different. But to make you understand what it does, basically you write a file and Reaper understands it and calls the proper APIs and functions to perform the task that people have written. So it's a programming language within Reaper. ReaScript, Lua, and EEL, basically. These are languages used for ReaScript. So these people coded the scripts that will automatically take all the selected items, create the appropriate instances of the Reassemblematic, and have it played to your keyboard directly. Now, I'm going to show this. I have here, let's see if you can hear this. This is a kick. Now I'm going to put a snare. So let me put the snare. So I have kick and snare on my track. Just audio samples, items, pure audio items. And I'm going to put an hi-hat just to kind of give it. So I have, there you go. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So I have these three items on my track. So I have already installed Repack on my Reaper, in my Reaper. So what I'm going to do now is select these three items, Control-Alt-A, and I hear three items selected. Now what I want to do is look for an action. I'm going to do F4 to go into my action list, and I'm going to type RS5K. And I get, because I haven't mapped it yet, and I get this one called MPL, that's the name of the guy who did it, export selected item to RS5K, that is Reassemblematic 5000, instances of selected track, drum mode. What this means is that every item will be a note on its own on my keyboard. This drum mode. Then there are other mode that deal with stretching out the sample as if you were playing an SFZ. So if I give it a doorbell, for example, it would stretch it out to all the keyboard if I tweak it the right way. But for now, I'm going to do it in drum mode. So I'm going to hit enter, and this is the part where you're going to need to hear the speech. So I'm going to hit enter and route the speech.
Unsaved project Reaper set base pitch at 60.
So when you get focused on this export MIDI item to RS5K, you get this dialog.
App, shift app, set bass pitch at 60.
Set bass pitch. This means what note on the keyboard does it have to be the starting pitch of your drums, the starting basically note. By default, it's on 60. 60 means your C4, your do centrale, whatever you want to call it. I believe it's C4 in English, do centrale, right? The middle C? Yeah, that one. So let's skip it there, and let's hit OK.
Tab, OK, tab, shift tab, OK, space, cancel button. Track new, three items removed.
So you hear three items removed. Now that track...
One kick left, one arm, one item, FX, RS5K, kick left, one blues, 01, RS5K, snare left, one blues, 01, RS5K, close the left, one blues.
You basically hear, when I just navigated to the track, that has three instances of Reassemble-O-Matic 5000, each of them with its own samples. Now, if I go to my keyboard and play... I can play a drum, kick and snare, and hi-hat, which I loaded previously onto my track. So I think this is kind of neat if you want to have this kind of things. Instead of drum, you can use any kind of sound so that then your keyboard becomes a little, you can play your sound that you inserted in this thing. The track has one item.
One kick left, one arm, one item, FX, RS5.
That is basically your
sliced
MIDI. It recorded three notes with the samples.
Space, play.
One, two, three. Where's the third? There you go.
Space, play. Space, stop.
Sorry. So you have the three notes there. If you go into the MIDI view,
one item, alt one. R226.
I can delete these. Three,
land three events escape.
And I can record
R1 over
it.
Space, play.
So, for example,
space,
if
stop.
I
one item
want
control,
to record a little bit of a drum loop, I can just do it and see if it works.
Space, play. Space, stop.
Metronome, so let me record something with my three wave into Reassemble-O-Matic 5000.
R record. Stop.
I don't know, I just recorded a little bit of drum using three waves that I have on my machine and make Reaper use Reassemble-O-Matic. I believe that's kind of cool. Another note on that is that each sample is a semitone higher. So the kick went on the C, the snare on the do diesis, the C sharp, and the
D,
the other one that
D sharp
I had went on the D, right? No, D flat, no, had D, yeah, D flat or C sharp, yes.
Yeah.
Do diesis sore bemol. I mean, use the real names are easier than this letter system. The D sharp, whatever you said, D flat, and D. These are the three samples that I have, and they go in order. Should I wanted to change the order, I would just put the items in the, I could put the, like, for example, I don't know, I could put a kick, a side stick, and a snare, and then I would go, like, my C sharp D kind of system. Basically, all it does is take this item, make it a sample, and put it into RS5K. Take the second one, and then put the other one there. So you don't have any programming here. It's just pure sample playing. So that was that. I hope you liked it.